Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore.
FM 104.
It's Cormac and Trish here in Room 104. What is the story? Still to come at 10 o'clock, Trish is going to be jumping on Poker Face this evening, so she'll be lying to you and we'll see, is Trish a good liar? Now, though, joining us on back on Room 104, I should say, friend of the show, Irish-Australian comedian legend, Miss Damo Clarkser. How are you?
Great. Cormac and Trish, it's great to be here. Damo. We're great to be here. Great to be talking to you anyway. You know when you say great to be here, but you're on radio, so we could be anywhere. You know,
100%, Damo. Now, come here.
Where are we?
I joked about this a moment ago, but we're joined. Demo's linking in via Zoom, obviously, because that's what everyone does these days. But you said you're in a toilet. You're not in a toilet. It looks kind of toilety. Are you chatting from the jacks right now?
It's in the kitchen, but I can show you my fridge. But it looks the decor is very like lime greeny, and I have tiles. There's tiles, yeah. So it just looks like. So when I was doing, I had to get a backdrop, like a fake brick comedy club esque looking backdrop online during the Zoom gigs during the lockdowns last year, just because people thought I was doing my stand up while sitting down on the toilet. So not only it wasn't standard, it looked like I was just sitting on the jacks.
It does look a little bit like you're sitting on the jacks, like, and we can't see your pants. So I'm like, is he mid-poo or what's going on?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously it was Zoom, so I wasn't wearing any trousers anyway, because that's Zoom, you know, that's what we do.
Fair,
but you know, I was embracing that. But like the kitchen cupboards look like a cistern, you know, it looks like a toilet cistern, you know.
It does, yeah, actually.
And if I was frying some rice, like, you know, you're cooking something, but it sounds like it's filling up with water, you know, just ready for another flush. I mean, you know, like that's what everyone's been welcomed into everyone else's houses during all these Zoom meetings and quizzes and that during the lockdowns of like last year and earlier this year. And it's just like, I think everyone's blasé now about where, if you're, most people now, they're in their bed. They don't care. Mm-hmm. The amount of bed heads we've seen, like, yeah. You know, it's like, is that a weird couch? Like, no, I just haven't got up all day. You know, the gig is at 9 p.m. and they haven't left the bed. Why bother? You work from home. If you can reach your fridge and if you have a bedpan, you don't need to go. Bring back the bedpan, I say.
Table's doing it hardcore.
The chamber pot in your chamber. Bring back the chamber pot.
I love
pot.
Your green, though, because my kitchen is the exact same color green. So I'm feeling like great minds think alike here. And I never once thought it looked toilet-esque. But now I'm going to walk into my kitchen thinking the exact same thing now. Thanks, Emil.
Trish also has a toilet kitchen. All right. Now, did you choose a minty green for your kitchen, or was it there when you moved in?
No, it was there when we moved in. I definitely would not have chosen that color. It's not great.
I love how you said that. I wouldn't choose the disgusting look of your kitchen. Not
Jesus, Trish,
years.
The poor man's given up his time and we're slating him now tonight.
Like, you know, if my kitchen was a display in IKEA, they'd be like, I think this is in the wrong section. I think this is going to be in the shed toilet section, actually. And Trish would be running through going, ugh, this is horrible. I'd never want to pick this.
She'd be setting fire to it going, what in the name of God's going on? I know you've got a show, your solo show this weekend, Grit, by the way, which we'll talk about in a second. And if you have yet to see or witness the powerhouse that is Damo Clark, you definitely have to go, because you were opening for Enya Martin in Vicar Street recently. How was that?
Yeah, last Friday. Oh, bananas. Enya's crowd are the best, because they're just up for the crack.
Yeah.
You know, because her handle is Giz a Laugh, you know, so it's just all funny. And they're all like, I mean, from the stage, you can see their handbags with like vodka bottles sticking out of it and stuff like that, you know.
Always drink responsibly and don't do always that drink. In an NU game.
I mean they're full of water, obviously.
Of course. Like, recycling and yeah, they're like, conscious, you know.
They were all buying drinks. They were just topping them up. You know what I mean? But anyway, but they're so up for the laugh, you know, so up for a laugh. And reminiscent of doing gigs in blocks of flats.
Yeah.
Like, not saying that they're all from blocks of flats, but you know that collective energy of like, we're all together, let's, and it's just like nonstop gags, like blah, 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 blah. So it was just like, it was just solid. And it was just great to be part of the night. And we all hung around to the very end, and it was like party in the alleyway afterwards. Just tops.
Madness. Is Enya a massive, yeah, is Enya a massive sessioner?
Yeah, you could say that. There was probably some, you know, she was there until late. That's for damn sure.
Now, we were chatting a little bit earlier on about this on the show, right? About there was a story doing the rounds of a woman who was doing spinning classes, right? Those angry cycling classes that you do in the gym, unfortunately. And she almost lost her leg from an injury, right? Have you ever like injured yourself either via exercise or just injuring yourself in general?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at that age where, you know, I injure myself just when I get out of bed. So exercise, I avoid at all costs. You know when you go, you know when you can't turn your head to the left or something?
Yeah.
Your neck's cracked, your shoulders in bits, and everyone's like, oh, what happened? You're like, I was drying my head when I got out of the shower, and now I can't move. And maybe if I exercise it a little bit, it would get your body used to just general movements. But you ever, like, you know when your calf muscle cramps up in bed?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And agonizing. Yeah. You're asleep. What's your muscles doing? Oh, it was like I was doing a spin class in bed or something, the pain.
You're so unfit, you can't even keep up with your dreams. Your dreams are too much stress and strain. You're like, oh, no, we're not ready. Cramp up.
Yeah, these action-packed dreams where I'm running after a wolf and like my leg is like, no, you don't. But like when I first heard it, I did one spinning class once, and I thought it was like, you know when you're like a kid and you just spun around on the spot? I thought it was that. But it's like,
no, it's intense.
Why don't they call it bicycles or something? You know what I mean? Cycle hell.
Yeah.
So it should be called cycle rave.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Cycle rave.
Music, yeah.
It sounds more fun. Spin class sounds like you just get dizzy. Cycle rave is exactly what it is. You're cycling and there's like, you know, rave music. I did one and you know, you just can't keep up.
Yeah,
like you just don't stop.
Yeah.
You just don't stop. And they're like, and you're pedaling and you're, oh, and then they're like, okay, now go up a hill. And you're pushing the thing to go up a hill. And you're like, I'm in a room, man. You know what I mean? It's flat. And I can't even, I'm struggling to cycle flat on the spot.
And not go anywhere.
Why would I? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like the reason why I'm doing this is because I don't want to cycle up a hill, you idiots. I want to listen to music. And ride a bike. I don't want to get yelled at and like be forced to go up Croke Patrick on my bike.
Yeah.
When I'm flat in a room.
Anyway, well, you know there are different levels in spin classes. You don't have to go with the hardest level, but you only showed up to one class, so you wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, so it probably that was the easiest class, but for me it was the hardest class, I think. But no, it might have been. I don't know. I don't know enough about it to give out, but it was for me, it was torture.
Yeah.
And I love a bike ride. Who doesn't love a bike ride? I love a bike ride. Mm. This is, as you said, cycle help. It's cycling. Although I have cycled to a nightclub once and it was the best thing ever. I was doing two gigs in London one night and the timings were really tight. And so the guy who ran the gig, lend me his bicycle, go finish out, and then I'll give you my bike and then cycle across town, across London, right? And then into the other comedy club was through a nightclub and out the back. And the comedy club, so about 10 p.m., I was closing this other show in Covent Garden and I just scrolled through. And like the security guys and the headpieces knew I was on the way. So like, yeah, here it comes. Yeah, the Aussie guy on the bike. And there's people standing on the dance floor with their drinks. And I just sort of rolled past them going, all right, lads. People drinking blue wickeds. And like, and they had, and that was the closest that to a real spin class. I was just like weaving in and out of people while they were like doing the sidestep. You know, it's wicked.
Your own gig your own solo show is coming up now. If you have not seen Damo, any of his previous solo shows and his own shows, they're phenomenally good. One of the best comedy shows I've ever been to was Grand Theft Damo, which was back in Whelan's a couple of years ago. His show was phenomenally good. So if I cannot recommend Damo highly enough for his comedy, because it's ridiculously good. It's insanely good. But this new one is on Sunday. It's called Grit. What's this one centered around now?
Yeah, it was a bit of a misprint. I was going to call it Git.
Like, oh, we'll just go with Grit. So
we'll go with Grit. Sounds good. True Grit, fake Grit, all Grit. Well, I think it's going through what we've gone through recently in the last year and a half. Everybody pretty much has had to change what they do, even a little bit, even if it was their thinking or whatever. And like, how do you go on? Like, what do we do? Like, it's when you look at everybody doing the thing, the ones that come out like success, you know, is it the smart ones? Maybe, yeah. Is it the thick ones? Well, I'm not that bright. And so it's like, what do you need to just keep going? And I think looking at the people that I admire, I'm like, they just keep getting up. Like Captain Marvel, just keep getting up. Grit, man. That's what we need. And that's what we've got. And it's basically, but the show is about pretty much just what's going on in the world at the moment and jokes about that. And then they're like, I've got the gags ready to go that we've been trying out for the last year online and now in the clubs and it's ready to go. But then if I, there'll be probably a lot of tangents because that's usually what happens. but it's all there. And then it's basically just where we're at the moment.
Sounds like it's going to be a really, really good night. I know if you want to catch some of your past series as well, you can watch them online.
Yeah, I've checked them all on YouTube. I've got 3-hour shows on YouTube already. The one that Cormac mentioned, Grand Theft Damo, is there, as well as To the Max, and then another one live in Brighton, in the Comedian Brighton, which is that one's just like an extended stand-up set of just like club material sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then the other ones have a bit of a story behind it, like true story of what was going on in my life that year, you know? Mm. And so Grit will be what's going on in our lives this year. You know?
It's
going
to be just reading from Damo's diary for an hour and a half of the hell that what it was over the last while. Damo, where's the gig on? By the
way, comedy writes itself. Yeah, it's in the Crackdown Comedy Club, which is in Mulligan and Haynes on Dame Street. Also Dame Lane. You can go in through Dame Lane or you can go in through Dame Street. It's class.
And what time then? It's Sunday, is it?
Sunday, so it's an hour earlier than the usual comedy starts because it's Sunday, you know, so we can get a few more drinks in after before the next week. So it's doors at 7, show at 7:30.
Okay. 7. And tickets available via your profile and the like?
Yeah, it's all the links. You can go to Eventbrite and just search Damien Clark. They're all on Eventbrite or at Damien Clark on Insta. And at bang, the link is right there in my profile, right at
amazing,
the top.
Amazing. Well, again, if you're listening and you're looking for something to do through all of this beautiful misery, especially after some of the news we got today, 100% cannot recommend Damo stuff anymore. So head on Eventbrite, look for Damien Clark. It's this Sunday. The pub again, it's in the Crackdown Comedy Club, which is a club that has run out of Mulligan and Haynes. Did you say that's the name
Correct.
Of the bar?
Mulligan and Haynes. Yeah. Cocktail bar. Lovely. Lovely cocktails. Oh. Lovely drinky doos. Drink responsibly.
but go check it out. And Damo will, of course, blow the roof off the place on Sunday. But listen, man, it's always a pleasure. We will chat to you again soon and we'll be back right after Avicii, Aloe Black. This is SOS. It's Room 104.